welcome to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. My name is Dave, and today let's talk about kindergarten. Yes, kindergarten. I've heard it before. It's like herding cats, which I don't like that. That's not nice. But it is not easy. And this is my third day of school, and I'll tell you all about it after this. Here we go. All right, everybody. So some of you are back at school, some of you are not yet, but I did want to talk about kindergarten, as I said in the beginning. Kindergarten is awesome, actually. Kindergarten is great. I love kindergartners. They love you for the most part. It's an interesting age. Most kids, you know, come in, have some pre-K experience, some don't. And they come in with various levels of missing mommy or having to go to the bathroom every 2 seconds or, you know, saying they're too tired to do anything. And, you know, all sorts of things happen. And I just want to give you a few tips and pointers and things I've noticed over the past, well, about 12, 13 years of me doing kindergarten PE, but also the past few days. So for this year, we actually changed, not we, but it wasn't up to me, the time the kindergarten comes out. So in the past, kindergarten for me has come out in the very beginning of the school day at 8:05. Right after the school bell and after the Pledge of Allegiance and all that stuff, they come out to PE. And that's been really great. It's been great the past 2 years. This is my third year at this school. And so there's good and bad. So this year, they come out late. They come out 12:45, that's what it is. And when they go, we go home at 2. So 12:45 to 1:25. And so there's pros and cons to all this so far. The first thing is it's not right in the beginning of the school day. So they're awake. They're, for the most part, ready to go. They've already been doing things during the day. And in the morning, a lot of times, it is wet. The grass is wet and it's dark. And so this gives us a chance. We actually have a break now during that time. So it gives us more of a chance, the coaches, to set up, to get ready for the day. We have more time. We're not like frantically getting ready. Sometimes we have to. And I have to frantically talk to my paras, you know, because I haven't had a chance to really talk to them. I talked to them the day before, the night before, or whatever, but that day I hardly see them until around that 8 o'clock, 8:05 time. So now they actually have us having the other five classes like back to back, like right in a row. It's a long five classes. And then we have a break, we take our lunch, and then we have kindergarten. So that is good. We have a little time before kindergarten, we have time after kindergarten, right before it's time for dismissal. And so far that's been good. However, there's been some downsides to that. I'm not going to lie to you. Today, I had a boy, a little kindergartner, crying for 40 minutes. 40 straight minutes. He just cried and cried and cried and wanted to go home. And, you know, we tried to calm him down, try to get him involved in the whatever we were doing, the songs, the dances, the movement. And he just wanted to cry. So, and you know, the teachers just kind of drop him off, say, here you go. And just crying, crying, crying. Or last week we had 2 days and they were both inside the building because of the bad weather. There's lightning in the area. I think one of the times it was raining. So we were inside the media center. Now, the way this works this year, I'd have five classes of kindergarten with two paras or four sometimes. Well, this year it's three or four. And again, the first 2 days we're in the media center. So it was just a big mess of, you know, there's no dots like at the pavilion and things like that. So they just came to us and they all had to go to the bathroom. They were coming from lunch and, you know, it wasn't easy. So all that being said, you know, it's a lot, and I'm probably scaring people from ever teaching kindergarten. All that being said is there are some things that I want you to think about and things that I need to slow down and think about as I was and as I am teaching kindergarten. So let's start with number one. So number one is take small bites. If you want to say take it slow, that would work as well. It's okay, at least I'm trying to tell myself, it's okay if they don't learn everything on day one or week one, even all the rules and expectations. If we get the basics down and just take small little bites, it'll be okay. So definitely have the main things like your signals, how they should ask to go to the bathroom or get drinks. We have signals that they learn and make sure they have knowledge of where to go. If there's a fire drill, lockdown drill, whatever drills you need to make sure they know about before, you know, you start running into these things. You don't want mass chaos when all of a sudden there's a fire drill or something like that. And our school does, I believe, two or three of them in the first 10 days. So they're coming up and I want to make sure they know where to go and they know it's just a drill and they know they're going to be safe, but also they need to know certain expectations. And if we just take small bites, little chunks, that'll be okay. Now to help with that, we'll do a little bit and then we'll do like a song and then we'll do a little bit and then we'll get up and move and then we'll do a little bit and, you know, something where they're getting out the wiggles and also having fun. So that's number one, just take small bites. Number two is lower your expectations. I hate to say that because I want to always have high expectations on my classes, and I'm sure you do as well. But with kindergarten, you really need to lower your expectations or you're going to drive yourself crazy. It's just bottom line. It's not going to be perfect. Trust me, I know it's not going to be perfect. Yes, I want them to sit on their dots and I want them to sit crisscross applesauce and I want everything to be perfect and them to be quiet and them to be listening and them to be focused. And it just doesn't work all the time, especially in the beginning. And I always joke with the outgoing kindergarten class, how they acted at the end of the year versus how they acted in the beginning of the year. And I'll just kind of like get on my dot and sit there and kind of move around and just put my hand in the air and kind of be like, I want to go to the bathroom. I just kind of joking around and I'll start laughing. But that's how it is. It's just a lot of them wanting their mommy, them having to go to the bathroom, them not wanting to be there, them wanting to go home, all sorts of things. They're too hot. They just anything. It just, you need to lower your expectations and understand that it's going to be okay. And that, you know, you're going to get through it. It's going to take a couple weeks to get through probably all the rules and all the expectations. Now, some people only see their classes once every 6 or 7 days. I see my classes about every other day, or let's say about 3 times a week, somewhere in that range, 3 to sometimes 4 times a week. So I can get through all this stuff in probably about a week or two, but I keep them under the pavilion. I keep them near their dots. We don't do a lot of running around, moving around. We do movement. We do, you know, I'll do like a dance, freeze dance. I'll do some choreographed, choreographed dances, you know, kids bop stuff, just to get them moving. But I don't have them move for their dots, at least for a week, because I don't want them going all over the place and not knowing where to go. So that is number two, lower your expectations. Number three, consistency is key. So obviously this goes for any grade level, but being consistent is the most important thing in kindergarten because they're going to have rules they have to follow in their classrooms. They're going to have rules in music or art or STEM or wherever, media, whatever else you have. And we don't want to confuse them. We want to give those small chunks, those small bites, but being consistent on the main things, especially. Like one of the main things that drives us crazy, and this goes for every grade, is you can't just run up to us and say, can I go bathroom? Okay, we have a bathroom signal. We have a water signal, even though we do take water breaks, things like that. So, you know, how they come in, how they sit, how they're on their dot. You have to be consistent or they're not going to understand the next time they come to your class what to do. So this isn't a very long point I'm trying to make here. I'm just trying to give you the main things here, but you have to keep the same procedures, same expectations, be consistent. And again, that goes with every grade level, but especially with kindergarten. They have so many things going on. Their attention span is maybe not quite there yet. They, you know, want their mommies. They want to go home, all that stuff I said before. So you have to be consistent on the, you know, however you want them, whatever you want from them. Like even today, I had the student kept turning away from me and talking. I gave him warnings. You know, try to be as kind, of course, and fair, but also consistent. Like he was not listening. So I moved him to a dot where it was closer to me, where he could focus a little better. So be consistent. Number three, consistency is key. All right, number four, I put bring in a mascot. Now, you don't have to do what I do. Some of you have seen my videos. We have a mascot named Webster, and he comes out, and I have a thing, an app where he can talk, and he leads the students in the dances, and he also has them teach, or he teaches them rules. So I do a thing every year where he just pretending he's just learning the rules with kindergarten. And so he'll do some funny things like we'll tell him, you know, we'll say, give me five, which means put your hand in the air, and he'll put two hands in the air, or he'll put two hands down, and the kids will start laughing and be like, oh, what, you know, let's show Webster how it's done. And the kids will show them how it's done. And, you know, how do we get water? And I'll have Webster like jump up and down and get in one of the coach's faces. And we're like, no, Webster. And then the boys and girls will sit there and they're crisscross applesauce and show us the water sign. You know, how do we go to the bathroom, Webster? And he'll kind of, I'll make him put his pretend hands down like he's holding, you know, his bladder basically. And, you know, he'll teach them how to do things. Not just that, but also when we do tag games with the noodles and we do hula hoop and just all sorts of stuff. They just love him and he's funny. And they pay attention to him. You know, they're watching. But I also have him give everybody a high five. He does something called Super Webster where he'll go and just tap everybody's hand if they want. They don't have to. Now, you don't have to do all that. Some teachers I know wear funny hats or they dress up, you know, in a pirate outfit or whatever to teach them the rules. And you could do that. Or you could have other mascots, other just stuffed animals. Have something where they will listen to the stuffed animal. They'll look at it. They'll watch it. The mascot, whatever it is. Again, the hat, the silliness of whatever you got. Something where they will pay attention, focus, and have fun. And normally he only comes out on Mondays and Fridays because I tell him he sleeps all the time. So do something like that that's fun for them that they will pay attention to. You don't have to do that. This is kind of an optional number four, but I think it's a good idea, especially for kindergarten. So again, number four, bring in a mascot. Finally, number five, have fun. That's what it's all about. I'm hoping you came into this profession, have fun with the students to help them learn, help them grow, help them develop skills to be a good human being, but also to throw and catch and kick and whatever, all the other stuff, okay, to learn. In that process, have fun. Be silly. Kids love that. Kids love when you're silly with them. Do the freeze dance with them. Dance with them. Do funny faces with them. Do anything that makes them laugh. And just have fun with them. Take a deep breath and just have fun. Understand that it's not going to be perfect. And that goes back to lower your expectations. And just do the other stuff I said, or hopefully that helps. But also just have fun. Kindergarten's fun. Maybe not every student is ready for kindergarten. Not every student is ready to be away from their family for a full day. But it's well worth it. And the kids just end up attaching to you. I have what I call my BFFs, my peeps from pre-K that I would see last year in the car rider line, because I do the car rider line at the end of the day, and I'll call the names. And a lot of them are now in kindergarten, and I was so excited for them. And I see them, I see them in pre-K, and I see them in kindergarten, and I'm going to see them, you know, until they're in middle school. And it's great to watch them grow, and it's great to have them come back when they're in high school and college and beyond. And trust me, I've had that, and it's a very surreal experience. But it's awesome. Have fun. It's going to be okay. It's kindergarten. It's going to be fun. And that is number five. And now it is time for your cowbell tip of the day. Yes, the tip of the day, the cowbell tip of the day is to take some of these ideas and incorporate them into your own either thinking, program, or just your intentions. Okay, let me review those. Take small bites, lower expectations, consistency is key, bring in a mascot, and have fun. Again, remember, kindergarten is fun. They're small. They are not used to this. It's going to be okay. And again, maybe I'm telling you this because I have to tell myself this sometimes, But I hate when people say it just like herding cats. I mean, you know, it's just, I just think that's not a nice thing to say. I don't know what it is. I just think that's, I don't want to say demeaning, but it's also making your job sound like it's just recess and, you know, making sure they don't hurt themselves. It's more than that. You know it is. It's PE, and we're going to make them into better people, hopefully, and help them learn and grow and do awesome. So please remember that. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. If you'd like to check out my book and support the show, that would be awesome. It is called The Teacher, The Chef, and The Hockey Player. And it is about a young teacher that is kind of finding his way. And he finds these three mentors that help him along the way. And I actually think I did a pretty good job with it. It's semi-autobiographical, and it offers tactics on how to make your program better. And it's funny because it's hard for me to explain what the book's about, but that is what it's kind of about. And yeah, if you want to support the show, please consider buying a book. And it's a short read. It's about 100, I don't even know now. It's 130 pages about. And it is, yeah, it's a short read. It's a quick read. It's a nice read. It's an easy read. It's not War and Peace. And if you ever want to support the show, that'd be a great way to do it. I'd really appreciate it. And if not, just keep listening and enjoying the show. Hopefully give me a 4 to 5, hopefully 5-star review, just to help grow the show and get the message out there to help our profession grow, which is what I want to do for you. And hopefully you want to do that as well, PE Nation. So take care. Have a great day, week, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. And let's keep pushing our profession forward.